Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super real, something that affects millions of us. Anxiety attacks and panic spells. Ever felt like your heart was racing in overdrive, a wave of fear crashing over you, leaving you breathless and dizzy? You know that feeling when everything around you seems heightened, threatening, almost unreal? Yeah, I get it. Anxiety can feel like a monster in the shadows, ready to pounce at any moment. But listen up, because this podcast is all about equipping you with the tools to face that monster head-on, calm the storm within, and reclaim your power. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you manage those anxiety attacks effectively. First, remember, you are not alone. Millions of people experience these feelings, and it doesn't make you weak or flawed. Anxiety is a common human response to stress, and recognizing that can be incredibly empowering. Think of it like this. Everyone gets butterflies before a big presentation, right? But for some folks, those butterflies turn into full-blown alligators. We just need the tools to handle those alligators with grace. Second, learn to recognize your triggers. What sets off your anxiety? Is it specific situations, certain thoughts, or even physical sensations? Pay attention to patterns and early warning signs. Once you know your triggers, you can start taking steps to avoid them or prepare yourself mentally. It's like knowing the terrain. If you know where the rough patches are, you can plan your ride accordingly. There's breathe. Seriously, it sounds simple, but deep, controlled breathing is one of the most powerful tools in your anxiety management arsenal. When panic hits, your body goes into fight or flight mode, and your breath becomes shallow and rapid. By slowing down your breath, you can calm your nervous system and regain a sense of control. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat until you feel your heart rate and anxiety levels coming. Fourth, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often feeds on irrational fears and catastrophic thinking. When you find yourself spiraling into worst scenarios, stop and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What's the most likely outcome? Often these thoughts are exaggerated and unrealistic. By challenging them with logic and reason, you can break their grip on your mind. Fifth, remember self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days, but it's important to treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a friend going through something similar. Don't beat yourself up for having anxious moments. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, who used to experience crippling anxiety attacks whenever she had to speak in public. Imagine this. She'd start sweating, her voice would tremble, and her mind would go blank. It was like a monster taking over, robbing her of the confidence to express herself. But Sarah decided to fight back. She started practicing deep breathing exercises, identifying her triggers, large crowds, and unfamiliar situations, and challenging those negative thoughts that whispered, "You can't do this." Slowly but surely, she began to reclaim her power. Now, she speaks confidently in front of groups, even enjoying the challenge. See, it's not about eliminating anxiety completely, it's about learning to manage it effectively and live a fulfilling life despite it. So, here's the takeaway. You're stronger than you think. Anxiety attacks don't define you, they are just moments in time that you can overcome with the right tools and mindset. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Acknowledge your anxiety, identify your triggers, practice deep breathing, challenge negative thoughts, and be kind to yourself. And most importantly, never hesitate to seek professional help if you need it. There are resources available, people who understand, and a path towards greater peace and calm within your reach. Keep practicing these techniques, keep pushing forward, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the message of resilience and hope together. And as always, join me tomorrow for another dose of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, where we continue to build a life of calm, control, and courage, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.